You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I am so happy and proud to announce that I'm in Dallas, Texas, covering the Texas FFA convention, and I have Dan Hunter with me today. He is the Assistant Commissioner for the Texas Department of Agriculture. Dan, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Dan. So look at this. First off, I'll a shameless plug. Yeah. Walked in with the room with this. Come on.
I brought it to him.
We have a book that I'm so proud to say that we've done with done with the Texas FFA Foundation, where we're featuring leaders in Texas and really trying to showcase and get the message out about the Texas FFA, not just in Texas, but outside mainstream news, mainstream America. We want people to know what's happening here. So first off, hey, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show again, and I'm excited to get into Texas FFA today.
Same here.
All right, so just to get us kicked off, mm-hmm. where did it begin for you? Like, how did you learn about Texas FFA originally?
So I probably learned when I was in elementary school. Began with the fact that I had an older brother and an older sister that were both involved in FFA, and of course went through the program and showing animals and things like that with them. And then as I got into high school, of course, was a part of the FFA chapter there in my hometown of Roscoe, Texas, which is out in the middle of kind of nowhere, West Texas. But had the opportunity there to get involved in leadership, and was a district officer, was an area officer, and then eventually was a state FFA officer as well. So from my standpoint, you know, the FFA gave me lots of tools in my toolbox to be able to take on the things that come to you at life, and very exciting, you know, from the standpoint that when you think back on those days and what you learned, and those people are still the most impactful folks that you've ever met in your life.
What was it like growing up in a Texas FFA family?
Sure. In my case, it's a very interesting story. You know, we had, like I said, an older brother and older sister. And at the time, my sister was one of the few female FFA members.
I mean,
we're talking, early 70s, and, in 69 was when FFA had started admitting girls into the organization. And so she was certainly the first one in our hometown. And once again, very active, comes to find out she goes on to college and becomes the first female ag teacher in the state of Texas.
What?
Yeah. And so, I had the privilege of watching that transpire. Mm-hmm. My brother was also an FFA advisor. He just retired after over 44 years.
Wow.
And so FFA not only ran, early in my life, but it ran through all of our lives and mm-hmm. through their whole careers. And then after my sister taught at several schools, she went on to be a professor at Tarleton State University and trained many of the ag teachers that are down here today.
Yeah.
And so it's been one of those adventures for me that was, like you said, a family adventure, but I also got to watch some history unfold.
Well, I'll tell you, this is my second convention, and I'm already signing up for the third one. I'm telling you, I'm hooked. Every time I come to convention, I see like this sea of just blue jackets.
Right.
And anytime somebody's talking about, you know, the future or our kids or what's next or where the country's going, I'm like, hey, come to a Texas FFA convention. Like, we're in good hands. Our future leaders are walking through these doors and they're wearing blue jackets right now.
They definitely are. And, you know, when I look back on my career and the opportunities that the FFA provided to me, like I said, not only being involved in leadership, but also being involved in projects and things like that, it made the biggest difference in the world in my life. And as my career progressed, I look back on everything that just transpired in my lifetime. When I finished my bachelor's degree at Texas Tech, I went to Washington, D.C. and spent about the next 10 years there working for a couple different members of Congress, mm-hmm. worked for as a lobbyist for the National Cotton Council, became CEO for a commodity group, and then worked actually as an adjunct professor and also headed up a large research institute that had projects around the world. Mm-hmm. When I think back on what that Sea of Blue did for me,
yeah,
and the energy that it provided, and the guidance that it gave me, and the realization that opportunity is there for the taking. Once you realize the opportunities that are involved with FFA, it helps you realize where also are opportunities involved in life. And I've been fortunate like I said, grew up in the middle of nowhere. Had the opportunity. I've been on every continent in the world at least twice. Been around the world several times. I've had the opportunity to meet kings and queens and presidents, and all different kinds of leaders from around the world. You know, recently I was speaking to a group, and I told them, I said, I just got back from Dubai, which is where the Burj Khalifa is, which is the tallest building in the world. And I realized that year and the last year, I've been on the top three tallest buildings in the world. And I got to thinking about that. How did a kid from Roscoe, Texas, get here? And it all points back to one thing, and that's what's going on in this building today, and that's the FFA. Had it not been for the FFA, I would not have been able to take advantage of the things that came to me throughout my lifetime and the opportunities that were presented to me. One of the things that in addition to leadership and that FFA teaches you, it also teaches you discipline. Mm-hmm. It teaches you the courtesy of how to treat others. Yeah. And that to me is one of the most important things that we can do as citizens, as FFA members, in the workplace, is know how we treat others and the respect that we give others and what they do.
Talk to me a little bit about your role at the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Sure.
What you do there.
So essentially, I serve as assistant commissioner. I oversee multitudes of different programs. I have the, with my legislative background, of course, work on both state and federal legislative issues. Oversee the marketing division, which includes not only our Go Texan program, which is one of the biggest branded marketing programs, not only in the United States, but also in the world. Wow. And then I get to oversee our international marketing. So we'll be this year, I think, in 23 or 24 different countries marketing Texas products around the world, which, to be quite honest, people love Texas. You go anywhere in the world and, people say, oh, you're doing, you've got a tough sales job. And I go, no, I've got the easiest sales job in the world, because I can go anywhere in the world. And I don't care whether I'm in the, in the Pacific, or if I'm in, in Europe, or if I'm in Africa. You can tell people at any time, that you're from Texas, and they know where it is, and they want to buy it. They want a piece of that. They want a piece of whatever they visualize, whether it's the Western, heritage, or whether it's the cowboy image, or whether it's just the quality of the product. So I get the opportunity to spend time taking Texas worldwide, as we say.
So you have a unique vantage point, obviously, because you grew up in a pivotal Texas FFA family. I mean, with your sister's background, with your background, I mean, you have lineage there.
Yes.
First off. Second off, you've traveled the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been on every continent. So what does Texas FFA mean to the state of Texas?
Sure. No doubt. As you mentioned earlier, this is where leaders begin for the future. When you see people who are heads of companies, when you see people who have been successful, whether it's in a media career or whether it's in a business, there's a good chance that at some point in their life they ran into the FFA, or the FFA ran into them.
And I can't get in an Uber. I'll tell you, I can't go in an Uber. I can't have a sip of water. I can't go to a grocery store. People are like, oh, what are you doing? Maybe I don't look like, because I have on a tie and it's 100 degrees outside. They obviously know that I'm not walking down the street.
Right.
And they're like, what are you doing? I'm going to convention. And they're like, convention? Which one? Oh, FFA, like Texas. And then every single person, they have a story. They have an uncle. They have somebody that's been part of it. Like, you can't walk around the corner without somebody talking about it.
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the things that Texas FFA has specifically done. They've been very successful in not only creating that image and things that people realize, but also creating the opportunities out there. Yeah. When you talk about the number of scholarships that are given, when you look at the businesses that have FFA members or past FFA members involved, it's tremendous. And why is that? Because they do such a great job of training young people and inspiring young people. And when you walk out of a convention like this and you see the incredible things that these folks do, on a grand scale and bigger than anywhere else in the United States. You know, the success here is tremendous, and we see that time and time again, not only in our leadership, you know, here, but around the world.
So I want you to talk for a moment to the executives out there. A lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives out there that watch this show. And I cover a lot of conferences. So everything from Milken Conference to we cover global conferences. And I'm always interested in some of the magic of why outside corporations, companies, other things should support a particular conference or an organization. So speaking specifically to the business leaders out there and the decision makers, like why should they get involved with Texas FFA and support if they're not already doing it?
I guess the number one thing I'd look in the eye and say is, do you care about the future of the world? Because what you are seeing here is the beginning of the leadership for the next generation. This is something that is a legacy. You have an opportunity to do lots of things in your life, but to leave a legacy is one of the greatest things you can do. And that legacy is creating leaders of the future. If you can say I had a small part in it or I had a big part in it, then you've done something that will change not only people's lives, but also has the ability to change the world. And so when you think about all the different things that you can sponsor, there's no doubt that investing in the future leadership of Texas, the future leadership of the United States, and the future leadership of the world, there's not a better place to put a dollar.
Ah, well said. Well, Dan, I just want to say really appreciate you making some time for us to come on the show. I look forward to hearing more about Texas FFA from some of the other individuals coming on, but it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for bringing out the book. Yeah. Oh, there we go. So, Dan, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks again.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.